May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable before you, our Lord, Rock, and Redeemer. Amen. Thank you very much, all of you, for your very warm welcome for Caro and I since last week and even some days before we came. Thank you for your goodwill, messages, emails, cards, and everything. They really helped us to settle down, and we thank God. We thank God for this fur. Thank you to Bridget also in a very special way. She has really made me comfortable here, and I hope that as we continue interacting more, we shall continue meriting of God's blessing in each and everything that we do. A quick reflection of what God has been speaking to me in the course of this week. As I've been doing my individual Bible study and looking at these two readings given to us this morning from Genesis and from the Acts of the Apostles, and one thing that was hitting me hard as I was reflecting upon all these things is what happens in our lives when we are tempted. What happens in our lives when we are prejudged by others. And what is our reaction when all these things happen, especially to the body of believers or brethren that we fellowship and worship God together with. And this was a particular instance in the book of Acts when Peter found himself in a very rather tricky situation. Having gone to the Gentiles, I want to believe after the power of conversion, walking forth full of the Holy Ghost and speaking the word of God to the Gentiles and having some of them convert into Christianity, baptized, having that social transformation. And I want to believe Peter, walking back to his brethren, hoping that he's bringing good messages to them of how Christ had conquered and done marvelous things. And when he comes back, accusations from that side, accusation from the other side. You've been dining with a people that are not supposed to be meriting God's grace, the Gentiles. Because we've got to remember at that time, anybody that was not a Jew was considered not worth of inheriting the kingdom of God. And so whatever Peter was doing at this time was going against the norm, the structure of the society at that time, and taking the gospel of God to a people that were hated, a people that did not merit at that time. And this got me thinking of how sometimes we are comfortable in our homes, in our houses, in our individual localities, in our families, because of the things that we enjoy as Christians, as brethren. And often we forget about other people who are less privileged than we are. And sometimes we are so structured in a way, I belong to the Anglican Church, the Church of England, I'm Catholic, I'm Baptist, I'm Lutheran, I'm Methodist. Our church says this. And many a times we don't ask ourselves, yes, this is what the church is saying. This is what the constitution is saying. But what is God saying in such an instance? And how I pray, as God was revealing these few things in my life in the course of this week, the things that I wish to share with us this morning, just four of them, is having the power to conquer fear and to deviate from the norm. God will always raise us whenever we stand According to his word, he will always defend us. And this is what happened to Peter when he told them, I had this vision and I saw God speaking to me and telling me, rise up, slaughter, eat, and let everything that is impure, that God has classified to be pure, to remain pure. Having that daring faith and courage to overcome our weakness. Not to be afraid of what people think about us. Not to be afraid of what society might take us to be. But being honest to the Word of God. Being honest to the truthful Christian calling. Expounding our territories. And praising God in each and everything that we do. Brethren, sometimes the worries and the fears of the future in our lives make us to live in a cocoon of our own fear. As I was sharing this morning, I was thinking of all the many things that have been going on and coming to us in the near future. When we think of the referendum that is coming up, when we think, is it in or out? When it's so hard to make a decision for most of us. When we think of the mayor elections coming very soon, I don't know who your preference is. We've got all these fears about the future and what the future holds for us. But come on a minute. God is encouraging us this morning that in all these things, in our fear, we've got to be honest to our inner self, to our conscience, to stand for our conviction, for that which we believe is the right thing for us to do. As we exercise our freedom of voting, as we exercise our freedom of airing our own ideas and doing all guided by God. Thinking of the Shakespeare's anniversary in the course of this week, and I know some of us are looking forward to some things that are happening after this. And as I was following a bit of it in whatever I was, and yesterday seeing very many people saying about to be or not to be, and thinking about all these things. And I was thinking, 400 years, and this man has such a great impact. Then what about us Christians who serve a living God, who believe in a God who conquered death, and that which brings the difference between us and all these other world religions, that we serve a God that has conquered death, then how much we should be pushed to try and leave a legacy behind of God's kingdom that surpasses the norms of men, and that which stands fearlessly, with the courage of God, with all the honesty that it deserves. Knowing that either we are tempted as Abraham was, if only we walk in accordance to God's will, at his altar, in our own inability, God will make a provision at the right time. You do not need a platform like the one I'm in. You just need to be where you are, to use what you have, and that's what God wants you to do, to stand for his kingdom. May the Lord God help us this morning as we endeavor, all of us, to bring change, to start with us, to start with me, to start with all of us, to start in us that desire to conquer our fear, to live in faith and in courage, and to be honest, and not to be afraid to be tempted or prejudged by what we do, so long as we do it in accordance to God's will. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.